Four homeless citizens of Santa Monica, California, chained themselves into the premises of an abandoned motel last night. Although the winter weather is here, none of the cold weather shelters for the homeless in Los Angeles County have opened. This, in spite of the availability of $700,000 of funds allocated by the state of California. Jennifer Wagoner, one of the protesters, said they are trying to get an immediate response to the crisis from the city. They are demanding that the Santa Monica City Council call an emergency meeting today.
Governor Wilson almost defunded the cold weather shelters this year, and he signed it in at the last minute because of pressures from people all over California who said that this shouldn't happen. So he signed it back in, and so $700,000 is slated to open up the cold weather shelters at the National Guard armories, and it rained on Monday, and they didn't open them up. Homeless people were left out in the rain and in the cold with no place to go. There is no place to go when you're homeless in Santa Monica. Ask any of the police officers, where do you go? There is no legal place to be. You're either on private property or you're on public property, and you can't be on either, and there's no space in between.
In recent years, the city has passed a variety of ordinances, making it virtually impossible for homeless people to survive without violating a law. This has criminalized poverty and helped to perpetuate the cycle. Jennifer Wagoner.
If you're at the parks, at the beach, you can't cover up with a blanket. Now, if you're a housed person and you look like you have money and you put a blanket on top of you, nothing will happen to you. But if you're a homeless person and you have your belongings with you and you cover up with a blanket, even in the day, they can cite you. And you can be fined. Basically, homeless people don't have the money to pay for a citation. 9 times out of 10, they don't know the process in which to resolve that conflict in court. So they end up getting warrants for their arrest. And then they're arrested. And then they're thrown in jail for being homeless. And then they have a record. And boy, that really looks good on a resume, doesn't it?
The Flamingo Motel property, which the activists are occupying, is owned by the RAND Corporation, a nonprofit government think tank. The motel, which was closed 2 years ago, was one of the few remaining single-room occupancy facilities in the city, which provided transitional housing for those who had become homeless. The property is scheduled to be redeveloped as office space by the City of Santa Monica.
The RAND Corporation purchased this property from the City of Santa Monica for $50,000. This property is worth over $3 million. And so we feel that, you know, the RAND Corporation has ripped the people off, you know, not only with Vietnam, you know, not only with taking this property, buying it for $50,000 and then getting millions of dollars in loans, and not only building an emergency facility that we'll never be able to use, and not only because, you know, they've eliminated the last of the low-income housing stock, but also because they've left it completely vacant for 2 years.
Jennifer Wagoner sees homelessness as an environmental as well as human rights issue. Those on the streets are exposed to the most toxic of environments. Yet, the environmental movement has been silent on this topic. In the environmentally conscious city of Santa Monica, homeless people who scavenge for recyclable materials are arrested.
Why isn't the environmental movement doing something about homeless people who take recyclables out of the dumpsters that are destined for the landfill, and they're taking them out and they're selling them back to the recycling company and getting the deposit for them so that they can earn a living? They're true American capitalists, taking a need and filling it and making their living out of that. And yet, the police department gives them citations for stealing out of dumpsters. I have copies of these citations for stealing out of dumpsters. And the environmentalists don't say anything about it. And I'm part of the environmental movement, you know, and it shocks me. Instead, they talk about, oh, the noise, you know, people recycling. Well, I'd like to hear the noise of people recycling inside of their houses so that homeless people can't find recyclables in their dumpsters. You know, what about law? Like that. If we have no other alternative but to sleep out in public spaces or in private spaces, if there are no alternatives, then to be cited or arrested or punished for an economic condition that we're in, that's a human rights violation. And that's why we're here.
David Bush, and other of the protesters, says the stigma associated with homelessness often prevents the homeless from speaking out. He thinks the general fear of poverty causes much of the population to avoid confronting the problem and seeking solutions.
We have such a phobia about homelessness. So many people are immigrants, come to this country first or second generation, or her just, they were raised in poverty, and they are running so hard from poverty. They spend their whole lives trying to run from poverty. Anything that reminds them of poverty, a person who's missing a few teeth or has a few wrinkles and hasn't taken care of it by buying the cosmetic or getting the right cosmetic dentistry, we shy away from those people because we don't, they give us the willies. They're people that can't make it. They can't get ahead.
The Santa Monica Police Department announced its intention to arrest the protesters, but so far they are still there. In spite of repeated calls and faxes, the Santa Monica City Council has not responded. The protesters are asking citizens of Santa Monica and Los Angeles County to contact local officials and demand the shelters be opened. It is still raining. This report was prepared by Sean Ewald and Lynn Gary for the A-Infos News Service and Radio Clandestina in Los Angeles.
We want homes, not jails, and food, not bombs. I'm saying that as a homeless person.